It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Commissioner Jordan Leonard, who joins us every other week right after the commission meeting, kind of brings us up to speed on what happened with it. And then we always like to talk about some of the great events that are going to go on over in Emery County and going to spotlight some people that do work for the county in just a private capacity almost, and that's board members for like the district and the county boards that they all have over there. So we're going to talk about all of those things with Commissioner Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, good to chat with you again, Dave.
So how are things going in Emery County? I mean, we all know that we can feel the weather starting to turn and change a little bit, right?
You bet. Yeah, the weather's starting to change. The birds are coming out. And it's been a good spring. I mean, we've had some good moisture, but it's nice to have these 60-degree days so we can get out and get some yard work going. So, yeah, things have been good here in Emery County.
Things are getting rolling. And as far as that goes and getting out, let's talk about events because Easter is right around the corner, and you've got a couple of Easter egg hunts you wanted to mention.
Yeah, so a couple Easter egg hunts. So the first one would be Wednesday, March 27th. That's Castledale City. That will start at 6 p.m., and that is at Cheddar's Field. So different age groups, a lot of fun, a lot of sponsors with that one as well. So should be some good prizes, and Easter egg hunts are always fun. So that one will be a good one. And then another Easter egg hunt will be on March 30th. This one is at 9 a.m. at the Buckhorn RV and Resort. They're in Huntington behind J&N Auto, and the Easter Bunny will be there. So that one makes it fun for the kids. A couple Easter egg hunts. Looking forward to those.
And then coming up the first weekend in April down in Green River, they've made quite an event out of this. It's the Green River Rocks. So let's talk about that for just a quick moment.
Yeah, Green River Rocks, they've had this event for a few years. People interested in rocks and those types of things can go to this event. It's well attended. If you're interested in that, obviously the weather hopefully should be a little better in Green River. Exploring rocks, formations, different things in Green River. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, you can go to, I believe it's greenriverrocks.com or on our events page, Emery County Events, to get more information.
We'll just follow all the links to there. All right, so we always like to spotlight some groups in Emery County that do work for the public, but these guys really don't work. I mean, they do work for the county, but they're more of a private capacity, aren't they?
Yes. Yep. So we wanted to spotlight our board members, district boards, as well as county boards. And they do a lot of work. They help recommend to the commission, the public's insight on things and what they recommend to the commission to vote on. We approved three members to the Weed and Mosquito Board, also three members to the Water Conservancy Board during commission, and then some approvals for the Library Board. And so we're just excited that people are willing to serve and be a part of community. So just wanted to give a shout-out to all of our district board members as well as county board members.
And as you said, these are private citizens that want to do their part and help out the county and get on these boards, right?
Yep. These are private citizens that can apply for boards. So if you're ever interested in serving, we advertise for board members quite frequently. So if you're interested, keep your eye out, and then you can apply for board members that come up.
All right, and then we'll wrap up with talking about the most recent commission meeting. And first thing you wanted to discuss was the small business improvement grants that you handed out.
Yeah, we've mentioned this before in some of our conversations, but yesterday we approved quite a few small businesses in the county to receive matching grants. So just to let the community know, we were able to grant over 185,000 to these businesses. And just so the community knows, these are COVID funds and grant funds through state grants as well as our rural county grant fund through the state. So these don't come out of our community tax dollars. These are grants that we were able to receive to help our small businesses. So excited that we can help, and hopefully a lot of these businesses can, hire some new people, expand. I'll hurry and read through the businesses that received. JR Portable Toilets, United Lawn and Landscape, La Vera Cruzana Restaurant, The Swell Retreat, The Grub Box, Genco Mine Service, Ponderosa Grill, White Space, Ness's Bakery and Floral, and Prickly and Sweet Cactus Boutique. So they were able to receive funds, and we get way excited when they expand and improve our community. So we're excited about this one.
All right, and then you wanted to wrap up with talking about a resolution that the commission kind of signed off on or agreed to, that is kind of, I guess it's not just Emery County, it's a bunch of different counties getting together to take action against the Bureau of Land Management. Is that correct?
Yeah, and we want to be good partners with the Bureau and other agencies. But we're always concerned about road closures or trail closures, and so we signed a resolution as a commission to, during the comment period, to let the Bureau of Land Management know that we want to talk about multiple use, talk about case-by-case road closure, and we need to have more discussion instead of a blanketed, hey, we're closing these roads down. And so we want to have a little more input and say on some of those things. And so we want to be good partners, but we also want to have open communication and let them know how we feel about keeping roads open. So,
all right. So once again, lots of things going on. Busy time over in Emery County. We've got, as we said, a couple of egg hunts coming up, the Green River Rocks, and get out and enjoy yourself in the area and have some fun. The weather, like we said, is starting to turn, starting to get a little bit better. I mentioned this morning that, spring is here. Now we're just waiting for the weather to catch up, right?
That's it.
All right, Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for the time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good week.
You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.